I would like to welcome Brian and Daniel. We've got you both here, and you're here to tell us about some haiku. And I did have one ready to tell you welcome, and it was like, thanks for stopping by. We are so glad you are here, right? For HPPR. It's not very good, but I did it just now.
Yeah, as a judge, I want to hear the competitors before I vote.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we thank you so much. All right, so let's tell folks a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you got involved with Haiku Deathmatch.
Sure. So I'm Daniel Hilbert. I'm an assistant professor of English at West Texas A&M University. And I put this together because I really wanted to, you know, get the community involved in poetry, get my English majors out, sharing their creative work and that sort of stuff. And so we did a small haiku death match last year. It was really sort of in-house.
Soft launch.
Yeah, soft launch. this year I contacted 575 Pizzeria, Brian Kelleher, and asked him if he would host it. He has taken it and run with it, and is really blowing it up. So as an aspect of that, we started a EPML student benefit fund.
EPML stands for
English Philosophy and Modern Languages. Thank you, ma'am. And this is really a fund that will help to benefit our underprivileged students, which we have a lot of at West Texas A&M University. So any way that we can help out these students that are working their butts off and are still trying to pay for school is great. So 575 is helping us out big time with that.
Very cool. And now, Brian, you 575, what's the story behind the name of that? And does it have anything to do with haiku?
Not to do with haiku, at least not from the beginning. The 575 is the temperature of the ovens. We were given that name suggested by a customer when we were going through our name change about 11 years ago. But we have been hit up for years that we should do some type of haiku-related Facebook posts or, you know, some type of, you know, you write a haiku, you get a deal. And I never wanted to be cliche on that kind of deal. I'm like, I don't, that's too obvious. I don't want obvious. But when you attach a word or two words like death match to a haiku, now we're not obvious. Now we're like, let's blow this thing up. And so Daniel, yeah, as he said, brought that to my attention you told me this in May.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you had me at death match, man. Like, where do we go from here? Let's figure out how we like really blow this up and involve not just your department, but marketing and graphic design and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not sure we're quite there yet, but again, like I think this first year is going to, at least first year for us being involved in it. We're super eager to put this on and help WT students in any way we can.
Well, I love that this is a event that involves both students, but also complete crapshoot from the community. Anybody can sign up, and you are still accepting applications for this, which is the event is happening this Sunday at 575. Do you say 575 or 575?
I say it all.
I just have always said 575.
I'll say 575, 575. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, folks, it's going to be at the pizzeria, 575 Pizzeria, in Amarillo, Texas. And this is going to be this Sunday. What's the time here? Let's see here. 4 to 7?
Yeah, so
that's a lot of haiku.
Well, potentially. But also a lot of time to eat pizza and talk with friends and laugh. The doors open at 3:30. The death match will begin at 4 p.m.
Awesome. So I went to the soft launch and it was incredible. There were a lot of like seaweed based snacks. There was a really good vibe. You had people that just came out of nowhere. There were some very weird ones. There were some very nature ones that were traditional haiku. And it was just, it was a really great cross section. And I thought the judges had a really hard time figuring out who was going to do it. Knowing that this is your second round, you learned from the first one. What are we going to expect at this one on Sunday?
Well, all right. So, let me explain what a haiku deathmatch is. Right, it's a bracket style tournament in which competitors who have composed their poetry beforehand or during the event, that's fine too, will read their haikus in front of a panel of judges and a crowd of hecklers potentially, and.
Bring tomatoes.
Yes, bring tomatoes. And the judges, of whom one of which is with us here, Brian is going to be one of the judges, will determine who wins, who goes on to the next bracket. This year, we're going to do a double elimination style tournament. So he or she who loses the haiku death match in the first round will go to, I think we're going to call it a resurrection bracket, right? Because they died, get to resurrect, and get one more shot to make it back into the winner's bracket, and it's winner take all. Brian's got some great prizes that I'll get him to tell us about here in a second. But largely the types of haikus that I think we're looking for are, I mean, any work, but really focus on entertainment, right? Focus on funny, focus on interesting, on compelling. It doesn't necessarily need to be exactly five syllables, right? Just 17 syllables total, right? This is the what we call a slam haiku. Traditional haikus that come over from Japan are very specific. They are nature-based, they are five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We're a little bit more flexible here in America.
So you could liaise the first five into the next seven. Okay. That's how I always thought it was, you know, whenever you were a little kid and it's like, oh, we're going to make haiku. Here's what they are. They were always just a statement that just happened to fill that. It did not have to stop. This is going to be really exciting. Now, Brian, tell us about what the prizes could be won by these competitors.
Well, so we've tried to come up with a great way to raise money for these WT students. One of the ways is we've wanted to encourage each participant to have like a box in which they not necessarily solicit money from the audience to like kind of propel them forward. But so, and this is still kind of in conjecture idea form, but we kind of see the winner getting to take home the box that they won, you know, plus the title of the deadliest disher of diction.
Nice.
So that's, you know, excellent. And we've got a couple trophies that are going to go with that. But everybody else that has a box and that's, you know, compelling the audience to kind of throw them a couple dollar bills here and there, what if they don't win, that money goes into the pot for the WT fund, for the EPML
student benefit fund.
So yeah, we're just trying to think of ways. Plus, you know, we'll be giving a portion of our proceeds that we sell in the restaurant. We'll be selling slices of pizza, beer, wine, all that kind of stuff. We're giving a portion of that back to the fund as well. So just trying to think of creative ways to raise money. Every participant will get a pair of 575 socks. Awesome. We've got a couple boxes of those. And, you know, all kinds of swag, 575 swag, gift cards to the restaurant. We want to encourage people to participate. And by doing so, if you're a participant, you eat for free.
Ooh.
You know, so there's, you know, a little dangle out there, a little carrot.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. EPML, English Philosophy and Modern Languages, is also going to do a few prizes as well. Brian's taking care of sort of the top end of the prizes. But one of the things that we noticed about the last haiku death match was some of the best poems came out early, right? Because people are coming out running with their best material. So we want to have some prizes as well, some gift cards to give to maybe the best haiku overall for the night, maybe the most risque haiku overall for the night, to commemorate people who performed really early in the match, even if they didn't make it to the top.
Got it.
Well, we are approaching Halloween too, so we want to encourage, I mean, this is a death match, get in costume. Like, if you're going to kill somebody with haiku,
nice.
make your, like, your vision of how you're going to kill them in costume form too.
Not just, I love this idea.
Yeah.
So pull out your Patti LaBelle costumes. What was the diction? What was that?
The deadliest disher of diction.
The deadliest disher of diction. I think we need to get a gift card from a local tattoo shop and just do old English neck tattoo for the winner, optional.
Nice.
Okay, this is going to be so exciting, folks. If you are a haikuist, if you think that maybe you could pull this off, if you can write at all and stop at 17 syllables, it sounds like this is an event for you. 4 p.m. At the 575 Pizzeria in Amarillo. That's at 7710 Hillside?
Correct.
It's that location, not the one that's in Wolfland.
Correct.
So that's important. 7710 Hillside Road in Amarillo, and I'll send out the link that has all the details about it. You can show up with haiku. You can come loaded with ammunition.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. We I would like it if you signed up beforehand so that we could sort of prepare. But if that's not your thing and you want to show up with your haikus and just sign up right there, we can do so. But we are limiting the number of participants to 32. So if you want to ensure your place in the brackets, then sign up on eventbrite.com. If you Google WTAMU Haiku Deathmatch 575, then it will be in the first two or three things that are there. So look for the Eventbrite thing for the Haiku Deathmatch.
And I will put it on HPPR's Facebook page, so it is so obvious. You cannot miss it. So this will be very fun. Folks, do come out. Support, you know, helping students afford college. It was much cheaper when I was in school, and it's now to the point where it's like, oh my goodness, it's going to cost like a yacht by the babies, the infants of today.
Well, grandkids are paying off the grandparents' student loans,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hashtag bless. Uh-huh. All right, folks. So Haiku Deathmatch is this Sunday, October 27th. Come on out. Have a good time. You don't have to perform. You can just sit there and jam wedge. You can hang a fang on some zazzers.
We need some spectators. People come out and watch and give everybody support on this. I mean, that's the thing, is getting these people up in front of the audience to express their poetry. It needs to be heard. And so we need an audience. We need other people to show up. We're not normally open on Sundays, so this is an opportunity to come get some pizza on Sundays and have a lot of fun doing so.
This is going to be a blast. All right, 4 to 7 p.m. at the 575 Pizzeria on Hillside, 7710 Hillside Road. And again, I will post this link. Please do sign up. It sounds like, how many spots do you have left? Like 10?
We got 10 to 11 spots left. Okay. Yeah. So
Amarillo, Texas Panhandle. I would love to get some people from like Pampa, Borger, Canadian. Come on. I know your haiku game is deep and strong. This is so cool. All right. Well, we're talking about death matches. We're talking about murder. I have a little set of music here. And Daniel, you helped me curate this. We're going to hear Nick Cave next doing the murder ballad, the Appalachian murder ballad, Knoxville Girl. Tell us why you wanted to hear this song.
It's just a great song overall. It's pretty dark. Just pre-warning, it's a little dark. It's an old Appalachian ballad, but I think it actually predates Appalachia. It goes all the way back to England, like the Wrexham Girl, I think, is one of the earliest versions of it. But it became really popular in bluegrass music in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But I really like Nick Cave's version of it. He does a really good job with it. Despite being a weird Australian guy, he does great with this bluegrass tune.
He does, but he has a connection to like cowboy culture too. He did that movie, the begins with an R. It's incredible. Anything. Anyway, Nick Cave's awesome. All right, Nick Cave doing Knoxville Girl. Who doesn't love hearing about someone getting brained with a stick? This one goes out to everyone who's going to sign up for the Haiku Death Match. Thank you so much, both of you, for doing this and for being here. I hope you raise a ton of cash, and I will be there, and I might even participate.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
All right, Knoxville Girl, Nick Cave, by request, on High Plains Morning.